I want to share about a scripture that tells us that we can trust in God. And it's in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17. We're going to read from verses 7 to 8. And it says this: "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit." So this scripture, it tells us that we can trust in God. And it's written by the prophet Jeremiah, and it's actually written to the people of Judah, the tribe of Judah at the time, and the Jewish people who were sinning against God. They were trusting in themselves, they were trusting in man, they were trusting in other gods, sinning in idolatry. And Jeremiah is calling them back, telling them that their trust should actually be in God, in the Lord. And it makes me think, how often in life when life gets hard, do I begin to trust in other things that are not God? I trust in myself. I try to take control of things, or I trust in others. But instead, I should be trusting in God. And that's what this scripture encourages us to do. The very first verse that I read, verse 7, it says that when we trust in God, we are blessed. It says, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord." So we are blessed when we trust in God. And not only that, if you read that passage, it says that we can trust even when there's drought, which means even when there's challenging times in our lives, we can continue to trust in God and He will provide for us. Now, if you actually step back the few verses before that, it says that if we trust in man, so if we trust in ourselves or in other people, we will actually be thirsty. It won't satisfy trusting in other people. It says it's like a shrub in the desert where no relief comes, where a shrub's like waiting for water in the desert. I'll read it to you. It says in verse 5, it says, "Cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert. They shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land." So when we trust in ourselves, when we trust in other people, we will be thirsty. We will not be satisfied. We will not find peace. But when we trust in God, we are blessed and He provides everything that we need, and we don't have to feel anxious. This verses 7 to 8, it says that it's like we're a tree. When we trust in God, it's like we're a tree planted in good soil. Good soil, which means we can grow, we can flourish. So when we're planted in God, we have these good foundations. You know, that makes me think of the parable that Jesus tells of the builder who built their house on solid ground. Because of that, when challenges came in their lives, the house didn't fall over because they were built on good foundations. And that's like this tree planted in good soil. When we trust in God, we're planting ourselves in good soil. And then from there, what happens in verse 8, it says that the tree sends out its roots by the stream. So it's growing. It's getting larger. And that's the same that happens with us. When we plant ourselves in God, we grow. He builds us up. He transforms us into the people He wants us to be when we've planted ourselves in good soil. It also says that we will not fear when heat comes. So this tree, because it's planted in good soil, because we are trusting in God, we don't have to fear when challenging times come. We don't have to become anxious because we are planted in God and trusting in Him. And not only that, it says that our leaves shall stay green. Now, when I think of leafy green leaves, I think of life. I think of something that's healthy, that's being nourished, that's being sustained. And that's what happens to us. When we trust in God, He gives us life. Again, that makes me think of another scripture, John 10:10, that says, "I came to give you life and life to the full." You know, when we trust in God and we plant ourselves in Him, when we have those good foundations, then He gives us life and life to the full. And then that last part of verse 8 says, "In the year of drought, it is not anxious and it does not cease to bear fruit." You know, even in times of drought, even in times where you feel like nothing's happening in your life, where you can't see where the provision is coming from, where things seem to have all dried up, you don't see where opportunities are coming, and you become anxious about it. If you trust in God, He can bear fruit even in those times. Even in those times where you don't see where a door is going to open, God can bear fruit in your life. And this is what happens when we trust in God. We bear fruit, we're full of life, we're planted in good soil, good foundations, we cannot be shaken. All that happens when we trust in God. So why don't you pray with me right now, and I encourage you to begin trusting in the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, I thank you that you promise us that when we trust in you, that we will be planted in good soil, that we don't have to fear, that we don't have to be anxious, because you will provide everything that we need. And only that, Lord, you will help us to bear fruit. Lord, would you help us? Would you send us your grace to trust in you more? Lord, we ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.